I now call on Brett McCulley to present the construction projects.
Your approval is requested for construction of the Nuclear Engineering Education Building, Texas A&M Engineering Experiment Station, at a revised budget of $15,100,000. This project is located on Fish Tank Road, south of the Nuclear Science Center. This would be on the west side of Easterwood Airport. Site development work includes the removal of several trees within the footprint of the new structure, new parking, relocated utilities, minor grade changes to the west to help surface drainage. Project includes the renovation of the existing Range Science Field Lab, includes upgrades to the roof, building envelope, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, fire sprinkler, fire alarm, and building security systems. In addition to the renovation scope, approximately 12,000 square feet of new lab space is being added to the south end of the building. Construction on the project is scheduled to begin in March 2023, with substantial completion of construction currently scheduled in April of 2024. Do you have any questions on this item? Seeing none, move to item 3.4. Your approval is requested to increase the project planning amount and appropriate funds for pre-construction services for the Texas A&M Fort Worth Law and Education Building for Texas A&M University System at a budget of $150 million. This project is located south and east of the current Texas A&M School of Law building in Fort Worth. The new building will facilitate a range of initiatives involving the A&M System's networks of universities and agencies, emergency response communication, medical technologies, advanced manufacturing, nutrition, biotechnology, metal laboratory science and law, among all will be co-located on this campus. Building we operated as an A&M system campus in order to adapt and serve other A&M system members as appropriate. Are there any questions on this item? Seeing none.
Brett, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to now call on Dr. John Hurtado to present the construction project and agenda item 3.5. Dr. Hurtado.
Approval is requested for construction for the propulsion test facility at the Tease Turbo Machinery Lab at a revised budget of $6.4 million. The project is located on the existing Tease Turbo Machinery Lab site on George Bush Drive West to the rear of the existing main turbo lab building. Site development work will include limited connections to existing utilities on the turbo lab site. New concrete pavement will be installed around the building. No new landscaping is planned. The project will construct an approximately 7,000 square foot building to include the following: 7 high pressure test cells with associated control rooms, a laser diagnostic lab and wet lab, an exterior projectile barrier wall behind the new facility, and a covered but open exterior for supporting tanks and equipment. Construction on the project is scheduled to start in March of 2023, with substantial completion scheduled for March of 2024. This concludes my presentation. Are there any questions?
Any questions? Thank you, Dr. Hurtado. I'd like to now call on John Crawford to present the construction project and agenda item 3.6. John?
Approval is requested to amend the A&M System Capital Plan to add the Texas A&M Health ESCO 2023 project at Texas A&M University Health Science Center and approval for construction at a budget of $14,745,526. This project will include upgrades to the lighting systems, water fixtures, network thermostats, lab controls, transformers, and air handling units. These upgrades are projected to result in an annual savings in operating cost of about $672,000 a year. Upgrades are planned for 10 buildings in 4 locations of Texas A&M Health in Bryan, College Station, Houston, and Dallas. And here the maps. This is the 47 campus, 3 buildings there. Over off of Raymond Stoetzer Parkway, University Drive, the Reynolds and the Public Health Buildings, the Alkeck Building in Houston, and then 2 of the Dentistry Buildings in Dallas. These facilities are listed here in chart form. As you can see, over 1 million square feet in total will be impacted by this project. Construction on the project is scheduled to begin in August 2023, with substantial completion of construction currently scheduled for November 2024.